Children, I have a question for you. Who's excited for Christmas? Or stick your hands up. Who's excited for Christmas to come? I'm excited for Christmas. I love Christmas. I'm all about it. I love the Christmas season. But one of my favorite parts about Christmas is the giving of gifts. I love giving gifts. Now, everything about it, I love preparing to give a gift. I love thinking about that person I'm going to get the gift for. What would they like? What's going to make them smile? I love wrapping the gift up, putting a nice little bow on it. And then, of course, I love giving the gift, seeing them unwrap it, the joy on their faces, the smiles of when they see what I've given them. In fact, kids, today I'm trying to decide right now what to get my kids and my wife for Christmas. I'm wondering if you could help me out. Is that okay? Can you help me decide? In fact, I've got a couple pictures of some ideas on the slides, and I want your help to decide whether this is a good gift to give. Okay? Does that sound good? All right. First gift I'm thinking of is for my three kids. They love toys. So I thought, okay, why not give them something?
Here it comes. It's over here. It's over here. It's somewhere.
Ha ha! Nice. Okay, we're back. I was thinking of giving them something like this. Batteries. I don't know if you can read this. It says gift not included, right? These are what's better than giving batteries for a gift, right? Everyone needs batteries. Is this a good gift to give? Would you like batteries for Christmas? Some yes, some no. Okay. You're right. That maybe is not so exciting. Let me show you then what I'm thinking for my wife, Elizabeth. She's the love of my life. I want to give her something really special, really something that shows her I care. So I was thinking something like this. I don't know if you can tell. These are fish sandals. You put them right on your feet and you can walk around. Is this a good gift to give? I hear some yeses, some noes. I think this would be really romantic, right? Okay. If I haven't sold you on these two, maybe I'll sell you on the last one. Maybe I should just do this. Should I get a puppy for Christmas? In fact, I should probably not even joke about this. I'm never going to hear the end of it from my kids now. So, friends, giving gifts is great. And you know, boys and girls, the reason we give gifts at Christmas is because of what we've just been hearing about, what we've just been reenacting together. Now that Jesus was God's gift to the world. Jesus is the greatest gift, you might say. I wonder if you've heard that before. Have you heard that phrase, Jesus is the greatest gift? I wonder what you think of that. Maybe you think, why? Why is a baby a good gift? How does that work? Why did God give us Jesus at Christmas? Well, to help us learn why, I have some gifts that I want to give right now. Yeah? I have some presents in here, some Christmas gifts ready to open. Who would like to come up and open a Christmas gift right now?
Wow. How do you decide, you know? All right, Mari, why don't you come up, Mari? Come to the front. Come up and receive a gift. All right, here is the first gift. Can you open this?
So it's some annoying tape on it. There you go.
Good. This is classic me. I always over tape my presents. All right, there we go. Let's see what it is. Can I help you? One more piece of tape. Yeah, that's, there it is. Ooh, what is this? Ah. What is it? Oh, uh-oh. Do you know what this is, Mari? This is a recorder. This is a recorder to play music with, but what happened? It's broken. It's broken, isn't it? This is not going to work, huh? Whoa, it did kind of work, huh? But it's broken. Is this a good gift? No, this is not a good gift. Oh, I'm sorry, Mari. Well, why don't we try another one? This one is broken. It's of no use. Why don't you just sit here for us, Mari? You can just sit on the stage. I have something for you in just a minute. Here, you can just take a seat on the floor. Yeah, that's great. All right, someone else to open a Christmas gift. Oh my. Yeah, why don't we have Isla? Why doesn't Isla come up and receive a gift? All right, let's see. All right, wonderful. Here, this one's for you. Give it your best. Open. Yeah, just tear that tape. Okay, ooh, it's a bag. Very nice. What's inside the bag? Oh, what is this? Do you know what this is? This is a drone. Whoa, now this is a gift. This is good. Should we try it out? Do you know how to fly a drone? Here, let's put it here. Here, you take this and then press this one to start. It's not working. Here, try that one. Oh, man, it's not working. It's not. Yeah, it needs batteries. It's not connected. We got a disconnected drone. Oh, Isla, I'm so sorry. Another gift. Okay, why don't you take a seat? We're going to try one more time. All right, one more time. Well, we need one more person for a gift. Yes, let's do Serona. Why don't you come up and receive a gift? Okay, this one's shiny gold. It's got to be good. Ooh, oh, here we go. Do you know what this is? These are shortbread cookies. All right. Can't go wrong with cookies. Would you like one right now? All right, let's open up and give one. What is in this box? Oh, it's just trash in here. There's wrappers, there's used tissues. There's a receipt for a recorder. I should probably keep that. There's a cabinet. It's just full of trash. There's no cookies at all. Wow, struck out on 3 gifts. You guys, so sorry. But there's good news. I do have something else for you. So why don't you take these and go sit down? Let's give them a round of applause. They did a great job. Go ahead and take a seat. Don't open until after church, all right? All right, so what do we got here? We have a broken recorder, a disconnected drone, and a box full of trash. You know, boys and girls, this reminds me of something I've read in the Bible. I wonder if it reminds you of something too. These 3 things, broken, disconnected, and trash, they all have something in common. In fact, in a book in Romans in the Bible, chapter 5, it says this. You can see it up there on the screen. It says, sin came into the world because of what one man did. And with sin came death. So this is why all people die, because all people have sinned. We were singing about this a bit ago, weren't we, boys and girls? I wonder if you noticed the word sin and death. That's why Jesus came. You might have noticed, actually, that life,
is sometimes hard, isn't it? Even at Christmas time, boys and girls, life is sometimes hard. We fall, we get hurt, we lose things get broken. Sometimes we get sick, people hurt us. And of course, it's not just children, grown-ups. We know the difficulties of this life. Even at joyful times like Christmas, we often get stressed. We're worried about what the future is bringing. We feel alone. We lose things we love. We lose people we love. And we all die. I mean, just, of course, life is a precious gift. We try to make the most of it. We know this, but don't you get the feeling that this is not how it's meant to be? I mean, just look at the world. The fighting, the conflict, the pain, suffering. Just think of your own life. But why does all this happen? Well, the Bible says that it's because of sin. We just read in this verse that sin came into the world through one man. Actually, the first man, Adam. Adam, the first human, was with God, the Creator. But instead of trusting God, what did he do? He ran away from him. He didn't listen to him. He covered his ears against him. And by not listening to God, he broke his commands. And since that very first human, every human after him, well, we've been doing the very same things, haven't we? We all turn away from God. We all cover our ears to him at times. Sin is like a family trait. We've all got it. This desire to move away from him, to run our own lives, to do things our own way. And what is the result of all this sin? Well, just like this recorder, we are broken. We have broken relationships, friendships, marriages. Our bodies are broken. They get sick. They eventually stop working and we die. No matter what we do, we can't fix ourselves by ourselves, can we? Like this drone, sin makes us disconnected. We're disconnected from our Maker, the one who created us to be in a close relationship with him, where he knows us, he loves us, he cares for us. But because of sin, well, we've been cut off from him. It doesn't matter what we try to do. We can't get connected ourselves. No matter how much I yell at this drone, move! It's not going to work, right? No, it needs to be connected. I can try to kick it, maybe throw it a bit to get it to work. Nothing will work. And equally, we're full of trash. We're full of rubbish. We have darkness in our hearts. God made us to love him, to love others. We were made to be full of kindness and love and patience, all the things we love at Christmas time. But if we're honest, none of us really live this way, do we? More often, we have selfishness. More often, we have jealousy and greed and anger in our hearts. We often only think of ourselves and our own family, our own tribe. And all of the result of this is death, as we've read. That's where it all leads, a death away from our Maker forever. And so what can we do? What can be done? What is the solution? Well, friends, this is the reason we sing and celebrate at Christmas. Because that baby in a manger, the one we've just seen reenacted, that amazing story, that is the reason. It's taught in the Bible, actually, in the very same verse from Romans that we saw earlier. That sin, that death came through the sin of one man, Adam. Watch what it says next in verse 15. But God's free gift is not like Adam's sin. Many people died because of the sin of that one man, but the grace that people received from God was much greater. Many received God's gift of life by the grace of this other man, Jesus Christ. Jesus, God's Son, came to earth at Christmas to be a man to fix our problem of sin. that baby in a manger, he is the greatest gift himself because what has he come to do? Well, he's come to fix our brokenness, to connect us with our Creator, to clean and remove the rubbish in our hearts. How would he do this? Well, that baby born in a manger would grow into a man, a perfect man, a man with no brokenness, a man perfectly connected to his Father, God, a man with no trash in his heart, only filled with grace and truth and goodness. He, the perfect one, was willing to die on a cross in the place of broken people like you and like me, taking the consequences of sin on himself. He said at the cross, he said, I'll take your brokenness on me. He said, I'll take your disconnection and your trash on me. And then when he died and went to the grave, he took our brokenness, he took our disconnection, and he took our trash and buried it in the grave with him, removing it forever. And then 3 days later, he would rise again, the only one to ever come back from death. And now he can bring new life to all those who would trust him, who would embrace him as their king. You see, because the baby in a manger, people like you and me can have hope. Our brokenness can be dealt with. It can be traded in for his glory and his goodness. Our disconnection can be made gone, and we can be connected with our Maker again, being forgiven and restored by him. Hear him call us his child, the one he loves. And we can have our hearts made new. God himself promises to come live within us. His Spirit can change us. Christmas shows us, friends, that Jesus did not come as a judge or someone to squash you, someone to tell you how wrong you are. No, Jesus came as someone who loves you, who wants to be with you. And what do we need to do? Well, nothing. Just in the same way as we receive a gift as a child would, we just need to receive the gift of Jesus. We can say sorry to God for the way we've lived and receive his gift of Jesus by faith, by trusting him, by giving him our lives. And it's free. It's free to you and it's free to me. One of my favorite Christmas songs in recent years is this song called "O Come All You Unfaithful." I wonder if you've heard this song before. It captures so well why Jesus is the greatest gift. Look at what these verses say. "O come, bitter and broken, come with fears unspoken, come, taste of his perfect love. Come, though you have nothing, come, he is the offering. Come, see what your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you." Boys and girls, Christ was born for you. Grown-ups, Christ was born for you. Those who bring nothing to the table, Christ was born for you. Those who are broken beyond repair, Christ was born for you. Why don't we pray together as we close? Let's pray, boys and girls. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the wonderful gift of Jesus at Christmas, the reason for our joy at this time of year. Your Son coming to take away our brokenness, our shame, our fear of death, and giving us forgiveness and hope and life with you forever. Father, help us. Help those of you who know you to cherish and remember the wonder of your gift at Christmas, that our hearts would be affected by it and ready to share it with others. And for those who don't yet know you, Lord, we pray they may receive this gift for the first time, that you would enter into our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.